we've been in a situation, I suppose, for the last 2 years that there's been a lack of hotel accommodation in Sligo for our visitors. And, you know, as I explained before on a previous call, we welcome somewhere in the region of about between 9,000 and 10,000 visitors every year to our golf course. So now that there's going to be freeing up 100 beds per day, you know, it'll make a big difference to the area. And, you know, I think it's very, very important for the village here itself. I think the village has struggled in the last 2 years due to having no accommodation available. You know, we're in a situation here as a small village who relies heavily on the tourist industry. And I think now the fact that the hotel hopefully will be bought over by somebody who's going to, you know, invest money in it and deliver a 4 or 5 star facility to a village with a 5 star golf course, a 5 star beach and a 5 star village. It would just add to it if we could get a 5 star hotel in the village as well.
I understand that there are still some international protection applicants living in the hotel. You'd imagine, although we're not quite sure yet, that if it were to be bought over, that they would have to leave.
That would be my understanding. The there's approximately between 90 and 110 still resident in the hotel. And my understanding is that they received a letter from the hotel owners in the last number of weeks that the hotel was being put up for sale. And I don't think they were put on an actual notice date, but the rumours I hear around the village are that they might have to be out by February or March is what I hear. So my understanding is about 90 to 100 people still over there. And some of them have been there from day one. And some of them are employed locally around the village here and in different premises within Sligo. So, yeah, I don't know what that will mean for them. It all depends on who buys it.
And not only could this be, as you mentioned, possibly a 4 or 5 star hotel again, but it will ultimately mean more jobs for Ross's Point as well, David.
Oh, that's the one thing that people forgot about. The previous, when it was being run as a hotel, I think they had somewhere in the region of about 70 employees in the height of the season. So basically somewhere in the region of about 55 of those lost their jobs when the hotel was no longer looking after the tourist accommodation. So I would see myself that, you know, if it's bought over by a 4 or 5 star developers or whoever it is to put a top of the range hotel in there and invest some money into it, that you would see a lot of jobs created out of it. So I think that's very, very positive for the Sligo area.